The Fast Recovery Act passed 21-12. It aims to protect and empower California chain restaurant cooks and cashiers. If signed by Governor Newsom, the bill would create a fast food council of workers and industry representatives to set a new industry-wide minimum wage of up to $22 an hour and establish safety standards for fast food workers in the state. Similar to the state minimum wage, the industry minimum wage would adjust annually based on the Consumer Price Index. California State Senator Sidney Comlogger of Los Angeles says the Fast Food Council established by AB 257 has the potential to save lives.
There have been instances where folks who've worked in some of these restaurants have been assaulted physically and sexually and have been killed. What we are talking about with this bill is giving workers a voice as it relates to workplace conditions and setting the table where both franchisees and workers can collaborate in setting the rules.
AB 257 has been heavily opposed by the California Restaurant Association, the International Franchise Association, and the California Chamber of Commerce, who say that it unfairly targets the fast food industry and will drive up prices. Restaurant chains with at least 100 locations would be subject to the bill's regulations. California State Senator Shannon Grove, a Republican from the Central Valley, voted no on the bill.
AB 257 will raise food prices for tens of thousands of establishments, ranging from yogurt shops to salad bars, burger houses, and restaurants frequented by families who are struggling under the record high inflation. Families who look forward to a night out at a fast food restaurant because it's still something that's affordable in this state. AB 257 will kill jobs and opportunities that provide a pipeline to the middle class for thousands of California workers.
Fast food franchise representatives on the council could also push for the industry's interest. Supporters of AB 257 have noted the majority of American fast food workers are Latino and Black and say the council's protections would shield workers from retaliation and ensure workplaces are free from discrimination and harassment. Service Employees International Union president and advocate of AB 257, Mary Kay Henry, calls the legislation's passage a huge step for workers in California and across the country.
There is no doubt that when we talk about the power of collective action, this is what we mean. Writing new rules for workers to replace the outdated racist, sexist labor laws that excluded and scapegoated workers of color, immigrant workers, and women workers. There is no doubt about it. AB 257 is one of the most important pieces of labor law to pass in generations.
Governor Gavin Newsom has not yet said his position on the bill that now awaits his signature. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke.